Ipswich East County Executive Director Deng Gangatim says lab technician Reng Ayik was gunned down by an identified assailant while working at the Paliau Primary Healthcare Center on Sunday. Atim condemned the attack and says his officers asked security agents in the area to track down and arrest the perpetrator.
The doctor was working in the laboratory and the assailant sneaked in and shot him dead. Until now, we have not arrested the suspect and we have sent the forces to the area we suspect he had run to. He is being searched and the police in all the checkpoints have been alert to monitor and arrest him should he try to leave the area.
Atim is urging the family and relatives of the deceased to remain calm as the authorities investigate the issue. Several humanitarian and healthcare workers have been threatened, tortured, and even killed or found dead at their duty stations in several parts of South Sudan over the past few years. Dr. Luis Edward Salah, who was working at Ganiel PHCC in Unity State under the International Rescue Committee, was killed inside the health facility on May 21st last year. A few months later, the healthcare community was shocked to learn that Dr. Dominic Pitia, who worked for Care International as the emergency health manager in Akobo, Jonglei State, was found dead in his room in similar unclear circumstances. Days later, on July 27, Mabur Manyonga Adir, a clinical officer who was working at Pajut PHCC, was also found dead in his room in Duk, Jonglei State. Mabur was working for Medicos del Mundo, a French medical organization that provides emergency and long-term medical care to people in several parts of South Sudan. The killings drew widespread condemnation from local and international organizations. Dr. Anthony Garang, acting chairperson of the South Sudan Doctors Union, condemned the killing of the health worker in Twitch East County. He says it is unfortunate to see the lives of healthcare workers being wasted at a time when the country already faces a severe lack of medical workers.
You know, it takes a long time to train a health worker. For example, a doctor takes like 6 years to graduate. You know, a lab technologist takes like 5 years to graduate. The same for pharmacies, the same for other health cutters. They take maximum of 3 years also to graduate. And therefore, you know, producing one particular health worker is actually a great undertaking that you don't just, you know, allow one life to be lost like that.
Dr. Garang calls on local and national governments to protect healthcare workers, investigate such incidents, and bring the perpetrators to justice. He said allowing the perpetrators of violence against health workers to escape with impunity could discourage young people to pursue careers in the medical field.
We feel let down, honestly speaking, because we have raised, you know, the issues of the of our two healthcare workers that have been killed in Unity and Jonglei State, and we reached the top level leadership in the government, and the case was taken over by the Ministry of Justice. For the case of Dr. Luis, we have even seen a document of the formation of a committee to investigate, but up to now, we haven't heard anything about the investigation at all. And also for the case of Dr. Dominic, the late Dr. Dominic, up to now, we haven't heard anything from the state authorities that we approached.
Dr. Garang says since the government seems to exert little effort in protecting the healthcare workers, the community who is the direct beneficiary should take responsibility in ensuring a conducive environment for healthcare workers.
This will attract talent. You know, the specialists can come, the other regional or international doctors can come to their location. But hearing of such things, people can get scared and they may not, you know, come and provide the necessary services to the vulnerable population, especially women and children.
Dr. Garang says South Sudan faces a severe shortage in all categories of trained healthcare professionals, including physicians and midwives, which forces healthcare facilities to rely on inadequate trained or low-skilled health workers. The doctors' union said in a statement last year that the killing or mistreatment of healthcare workers would affect the availability of health professionals to provide health services to communities in remote areas where law enforcement is scarce. It called on the government to provide security for healthcare workers as they deliver life-saving care to the suffering people of South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.